Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money at Menards.
Isringhausen has a chance to strike out the side in the ninth inning. Here's an 0-2 on its way. Struck him out. Swing and a miss. Isringhausen strikes out the side. And he did it on 9 pitches, I believe.
Yeah, he did. He only did it on 9 because they required him to. Otherwise, he'd do it in 7.
You're like Chuck Norris of pitching, really.
Damn right.
If you pitch so good like that, did they just give you a couple strikes and be like, we know he's going to throw them.
They
so
should have.
Just get out of here. Back to the dugout.
They've talked. Major League Baseball talked about it.
The Izzy rule?
The Izzy rule.
Okay.
That's right. Jason Isringhausen joins us right now via the Brown and Crouman Celebrity Line with former Blue Jamie Rivers and World Series champion Brad Thompson. Izzy, what's up, man? Good to hear from you.
Hi, guys. How are you doing today?
Well, we're doing great.
He's doing good. Yeah.
He's doing fantastic. Hey, how many immaculate innings did you have in your career?
Just one, I think. Yeah, just one.
We just heard it?
I think so.
That was awesome. You ever have an inning
I
where
I would
have
bet the over, personally.
I would have, too. You ever have an inning where you throw 9 pitches and you give up 9 runs? I've had that. I don't know what they call it.
I've had an inning where I've given up 2 homers on 2 pitches and walked off the mound. We lost. I've done that.
Well, see? The ups and downs, right?
Izzy, who got you then?
We were in New York. I was with Oakland, and I came in with a 1-run lead, and I threw 2 pitches, one to Bernie Williams and one to David Justiston. I was walking off the mound heading to the locker room.
Yeah, this game is humbling.
Why would you bring that up, Anthony?
Izzy brought it up.
He doesn't want to talk about it.
And you know, then Izzy wouldn't have brought it up. I mean, David Justice and Bernie Williams, 2 pretty good players, so, you know.
Oh, I don't mind. That's why I tell all the kids, you throw it up there enough, they're going to get hit, so just keep throwing it.
It's a learning. So you're a coach, Jamie. It's a learning situation.
Don't
Thanks,
act like
Izzy.
He just backed you up.
He did. I appreciate it, Izzy. You the man.
So what's going on?
Man, well, we want to talk about a bunch of different things when it comes to the Cardinals, but I want to start with this. 2 things, actually. 1, we got to see you on opening day. You're rocking the red jacket. You were at the ball game yesterday as part of the opening series. They're trotting out the Cardinal Hall of Famers. What does it feel like? And I know you've worn it a few times. What does it feel like putting that red jacket on? Walk us through some opening day.
You know, it's still really exciting. I mean, just, you know, after playing there for quite a few years and seeing the festivities before the games and seeing your idols out on the field, and now, you know, unfortunately some of those idols have passed on, and now I'm out there, but I'm standing up there with some of my teammates and still some of my idols, you know, like Ozzie and Willie, and there's a lot of guys that weren't available to come because of COVID, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, Willie, Ozzie, Vince, you know, these guys, Ray Langford, guys that, you know, that we kind of grew up watching. And fun to be out there and be part of it. Not quite as fun without the car ride for us, but, you know, just being part of the festivities was a big deal. And then yesterday, just myself out there, you know, they still don't throw the first pitch, but we're not allowed on the field, so we kind of wave to everybody, and they show a couple highlights. But it's still pretty amazing. I still had to pinch myself from time to time.
You could have probably thrown a first pitch from the berm on the hitter's eye. You could still get it there, couldn't you?
I'm going to say yeah, but I don't think I can.
I think you could, buddy. I think you could. Now, not only to you, so you had the special moment yesterday, and it was great to see the ovation. You know this. The fans absolutely love you. But the fans also got to show a little love to Yadier Molina. You threw to Yadi for quite some time. He caught his 2,000th game. That had to be cool for you, too, to be there and see that moment.
Yeah, you know, there's only been 6 guys in all of Major League Baseball to catch 2,000 games, and he's the only one to do it for one team. We didn't know what was going to happen this last offseason, but, you know, cooler heads prevailed, and Yadi's back as a Cardinal, and, you know, he's just going to keep breaking records. Records are made to be broken, and, you know, the longer you play, the more records you break, and Yadi's one of the best, and he's going to keep breaking them, and it's a lot of fun to watch, and I still remember him as a little baby-faced rookie with that big grin, doing things in 2006, hitting that home run and stuff. And just been an amazing career for Yadi, and just so happy for him.
All right, Izzy, I'm going to get down to business here because I'm the hockey guy. I want to get some answers here, okay? And BT told me you're the guy to ask. So I came in here today, asked BT the same question. I'm going to ask it to you. Is it good when your bullpen has pitched more innings than your starters, Izzy?
I think even being a hockey guy, you could figure that one out. Yeah.
You're giving me too much credit.
I don't think it's not sustainable. You know, yeah, you can do it the first couple weeks of the season, but it's not going to be sustainable for very long. And our starters got to get a little more efficient with their pitches. The old saying that 3 pitches or less, you should be on first base or in the dugout. These guys need to take that to heart a little bit and pound the strike zone and not worry about strikeouts, pitch to contact, defense, all of those cliche things that we say when things are going bad. But they're going to have to do some things different. Or as good as our bullpen can be, they're going to be burnt out, and we're going to have a whole new slew of arms out there, and it's going to be a bad day.
Izzy, I like what you're saying there about the 3 pitches, right? Should be out or should be on first base. I wonder, though, and you watch a lot of baseball, not just Cardinals, do you think that is, like, that philosophy is even being taught anymore? Because you're seeing starters right now come out of the gate, and it's not like, hey, let me establish my fastball. Then second time around, I'll show them the bender. Third time, I'm going to break out the changeup. Dude, they're throwing kitchen sink, and they're throwing for corners right now. Do you think that we're missing that contact aspect of the game?
Yeah, I think, and I don't know where it's went, but I still think it's part of the game, analytical or not. There still has to be, that has to. I mean, you can put as many exclamation points behind it as you want. It still has to be taught. You still have to pitch to contact. I mean, if you go ahead and get strike one right away, you can't strike somebody out without getting strike one or strike two. So why not give them 2 pitches? And that's the way I was taught, and that's the way I try to tell kids when I'm teaching them. The strike zone's your friend. Yeah, expand the strike zone after 2 strikes, but it seems like everybody's expanding the zone after with an 0-0 count, trying to get these guys to chase. Maybe it has something to do with the strike zone being so small. If they would open up the strike zone a little bit, give a little bit on the corners a little bit more, it might help things out. But the way things are going now, yeah, it just doesn't look like. You've got a few guys. I think a few guys are still. I know a guy the other day had like 86 pitches. Through 7. I think it might have been that Bieber kid.
Shane Bieber, yeah.
Cleveland or something like that. I mean, you know, and it's the guys that don't have the overpowering stuff that still know how to pitch. But, you know, today's game is based on velocity, and they get there because of velocity, not because of their pitching half the time.
Izzy, on that note, how would you attack today's hitter, the ones that are trying to, you know, hit it out of the ballpark consistently, the launch angles, things like that? How would you attack some of the hitters in today's game?
Well, I think we do some guys do a good job of it. I mean, throwing up in the strike zone, throwing it, above the strike zone. But there's still nothing wrong. It's hard to lift a fastball down and away. You know, it's still, you know, you got guys that are strong enough to hit it out the other way. I've seen it happen this year. I mean, really good pitches. They hit out the other way, so you kind of keep your cap. If you know you made a good pitch, and the guy hit a good pitch out, you keep your cap and get the next guy. But, I mean, if you're going by numbers and analytics and percentages and stuff, pitches down and away, down and in, 4 quadrants of the strike zone, and then once you get ahead of them, I mean, you still have to push people off the plate. You can't let them get too comfortable, and then using that fastball up around the letters and higher, they can try to lift that all they want, and, they're not going to get to it.
Izzy, you mentioned young players and advice that you would give them and pounding the strike zone and getting ahead. Cardinals make a roster move today. Lane Thomas gets sent back to the alternate site. Scott Hurst is coming up, a guy that will be making his major league debut. And I mentioned this with the guys earlier. I watched Lane Thomas. He had a really bad day yesterday. It happens. You were there. You saw it. But it looked like he was playing like to not make a mistake instead of playing to make something great happen. When you talk to young players who are about to break into the league or just getting their opportunities or rookie players, like what is some of the biggest advice you give them? Doesn't have to be a pitcher necessarily, but just overall about that transition to Major League Baseball.
Well, I guess the main thing, you really can't play scared. I mean, I think that's the way it is in any sport. If you go out there thinking, I can't make mistakes, the ball's going to find you 99% of the time. And, you know, I think it's the same thing. You just got to go out there and be you. Don't try to do too much. Don't try to be somebody you're not, especially as a pitcher. I mean, you got there for a reason. Do that. Do what you've been doing to get there. I know Lane Thomas had a bad day yesterday. I also know that he's, you know, he's had some really good years in AAA. I know he's a really good ball player. He can do a lot of good things, you know, but when you're trying to do too much, too quick, you know, it snowballs on you. It's like what happened yesterday, trying to field a ball to throw to home too quick or throw to third and, you know, just didn't stay down on the ball, looking up too quick and letting the ball go into your glove. And but it's mainly just, you know, like we talked about when you get to the playoffs, just slowing the game down, try to breathe a little bit. Slow the game down, you know, just do the little thing. If you can do all the little things correct, then 9 times out of 10, you're going to be fine.
Izzy, last one for you. The Cardinals right now, anytime they've had a save situation, they've gone to Alex Reyes. Reyes 3-for-3 in those spots. I know there's been chatter about later on in the season when you feel good about Jordan Hicks, maybe he ends up emerging into that role. Maybe Giovanni Gallegos ends up emerging into that role. But if things continue this way and Alex Reyes keeps getting the ball in the ninth, if that guy is getting it done, do you see any reason to move to Hicks or move to Gallegos? I know they keep talking about maybe wanting to get near 100 innings for Reyes. When you have that spot right, do you think it's important to keep it right?
I do, yeah. I think Rick Hummel, a reporter, called me the other day. We were talking about Alex and, you know, what situation best suits Alex. And I told him, I think Alex's body is going to tell us what he can and can't do. I mean, he can pitch it at the back of the game. He can pitch in the middle of the game. And he can start the game. He's got 4-plus pitches, all swing and miss pitches. His whole thing before has just been his body not letting him do certain things or not commanding the strike zone. And he seems healthy. He's throwing strikes. And, you know, when you have Reyes, Hicks, and Gallegos at the back end of the bullpen, maybe your starters don't have to go 6, 7, 8 innings. But, you know, I think with that three-headed monster down there, they all have swing and miss stuff. I just think, you know, you got to play, I guess, who's available and, you know, who's fresh that day. But Alex is doing a good job. And like you said, I don't know if I take him out of the job just yet. And, you know, I'll just see where this takes him.
It's Cardinal Hall of Famer Jason Isringhausen. Izzy, as always, man, we appreciate the time. It was great seeing you at the ballpark. And I know this. I know if you were given the opportunity, you would throw a strike from center field in for the first pitch, my man. Thanks again.
All right, but in my role, but yeah, I'll get it there one way.
He's going to get there. Thanks, Izzy.
All right, guys. See you. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks. That's Jason Isringhausen.
I can't believe we didn't give him a
Izzy. 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 He's still Izzy. On the phone. He hears it.
Z.
Meat hung up on him.
Get ultimate protection and durability for your painting project at Menards. Get a paint that combines durability and gorgeous color. Dutch Boy's DuraClean Interior Paint and Primer in 1 offers Stay Clean technology, making your home stay beautiful and clean longer. And with Dutch Boy's easy opening, smooth pouring container, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards to get your paint project started today.
Save big money.